PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words invincible and fiction.
It's a completely exciting and unusual Saturday morning at the Botsfords, as they're about to have a visit from Becky and TJ's grandfather, Bampy Botsford.
Is he here yet?
Nope.
Oh, I can't wait to see Bampy.
Mom, Dad, when's Bampy getting here?
Any minute now.
We're just finishing up Bampy's favorite meal.
He's here!
Bampy!
Yay, how?
Hi, Bampy. Oh, Becky, boy, you're getting big. Gosh,
hi, Bampy.
Got your nose, Remember that? All right, now let's see what Bampy brought for you, whippersnappers.
Yeah!
Pretty Princess Sparkling Art Kit. Thank you, Bampy.
And I made a special treat for my son and his lovely wife.
Oh, Bampy.
We made a treat for you too, Dad.
It's your favorite sweet potato succotash surprise.
Well, I guess we'll have leftovers.
Okay, this is getting creepy.
And, I saved the best for last. Here you go, TJ.
Aw, thanks, Bampy. What is this?
That, my boy, is the screwdriver I used to defeat a 50-foot-tall robot back before your father was even born.
You used to fight robots? Awesome.
Well, TJ, that story might be fictional.
No, it's true. I was stronger and faster than that silly word girl you got flying around her these days.
No, what's that now?
You are even stronger than word girl?
Hey, maybe you're right, Dad. I think that story might be fictional.
Meanwhile, across town in Toby McAllister's bedroom...
This isn't a bedroom, it's a laboratory.
My bad, Tobes.
Allow me to introduce you to TobyBot 9000, my finest and handsomest robot to date. The TobyBot 9000 is more than just another pretty face. It is also invincible. Nobody, not even Word Girl, will be able to defeat it. The TobyBot 9000 is programmed to defend against each and every known Word Girl attack. Observe.
Secret plan number 818. Number 819.
You see, if the TobyBot 9000 knows all of Word Girl's moves, she will be unable to defeat it. Hence, invincible robot. Impressed?
Yes, and a little worried. Back at the Botsfords.
And there I was, standing in front of this monstrously tall robot, wondering how I was going to shut it down and save the city.
Wow.
And, to be honest with you, I don't think that Word Girl could have defeated a robot this big.
I'm pretty sure if Word Girl had been there, she would have been able to defeat the robot, okay? I'm just saying.
Not this robot, Becky. Only Bampy and his ultra screwdriver could beat him.
Oh, TJ. I mean, how could one person, a non-superhero, I might add, defeat a giant robot with no weapon?
Well, I was wondering the same thing, until I realized I had my trusty screwdriver in my pocket.
Again, I say, awesome.
Meanwhile, high above downtown...
Yes. Once Word Girl is suitably impressed by this technological masterpiece, she will admit defeat. And I will simply press the manual override button to deactivate the TobyBot 9000, thus bringing my brilliant plan to its elegant conclusion. But enough chit-chat. Time for things to go boom. TobyBot destroy!
So there I was, clenching the screwdriver in my teeth, climbing up the outside of this robotic beast, holding on for dear life.
This story just can't be true. I don't think that actually happened.
But it did happen.
It has to be fictional.
Becky, please quit interrupting Bambi's story. What does that even mean, fictional?
Well, if something is fictional, then it's made up or not true. Bambi's story about fighting a giant robot using only a screwdriver never actually happened, so it's fictional.
But what if it's a true story, Becky? What if Bambi really did defeat that robot?
Then it wouldn't be fictional, but think about it. Could one person with a screwdriver defeat a robot that big? A robot word girl couldn't even defeat?
Bambi could have.
Where was I? Giant robot!
Uh-oh, Bob. Sounds like there's trouble brewing downtown. Let's go.
Where are you going, Becky? You're gonna miss the end of my story.
Okay, move along, everybody. Nothing to see here. Just an enormous robot going berserk.
Why, that's the third one this month.
I hope Word Girl works fast. I've only got 10 minutes in my meter. What do you know? Free parking.
Well, well, well. I wonder who built this robot. This shouldn't take long. Huggy, initiate secret plan number 477.
Land 477, deflect monkey using nearby object.
That's strange. It's like he knew what we were going to do. Huh. Okay. Huggy, initiate secret plan number 299.
Plan 299er, ignore dancing monkey brakes for impact.
Maybe this won't be as easy as I thought.
Greetings, word girl. It seems you have met my newest creation, the TobyBot 9000. Yes, he is handsome, just like me. And yes, he is also invincible.
Invincible means impossible to defeat, beat, overcome, or subdue.
That's right. Nobody can stop my invincible robot.
Don't worry, Huggy. We'll come up with something.
Jim, I'm standing at the scene. So far, none of Word Girl's secret moves have worked. Some are fearing this robot may be invincible.
Invincible? Why? Well, that's just fiction. I'll go give that pile of boats a piece of my mind.
You're going to fight the robot? No way!
Well, someone has to, and it might as well be me.
Awesome! We're going to fight a giant robot!
What's up, hon?
Well, Bambi and TJ just left, and I think I heard them say they were going to fight a giant robot.
Fight a giant robot?
But he might have said, eat a giant donut.
Well, which was it?
Well, you certainly wouldn't eat a giant robot or fight a giant donut. I'm leaning fight a giant robot.
Fighting a giant robot is a terrible idea!
Worse than eating a giant donut!
Wait up!
Back at the battle, Word Girl and Huggy are running out of ideas.
And energy. I'm beat. Come on, Huggy. We've got to figure something out.
Woohoo, Word Girl. Give up yet?
Turn it off, Toby.
I'm not pressing this manual override button until you agree to take a stroll with me down by the river. We can talk about how amazing I am.
Fine, whatever. Just turn it off.
I win! No!
What does that mean, Toby?
It means I can't turn the TobyBot 9000 off. That's really unfortunate.
Freedom, nobody can stop me. I am invincible.
You think you're invincible? I think it's pure fiction. Let Bambi do his thing, son.
Bambi? I mean, nice older man whose family might call him any number of adorable grandpa names, with Bambi being just one possibility. Ugh. Look out!
Bad idea, older gentleman. That robot has been programmed to defend against all of Word Girl's moves. I doubt you could put a dent in it.
but not Bampi Butsford's moves.
Word girl, dead.
Fly around to distract it.
Word girl, flying distraction. Plan 3, 4, 5. 4, plan 4, 6, 3. 4, plan 1, 2, 9, or 8.
Look, Bampi's climbing up the robot just like in his story. Hang on to your screwdriver, Bampi.
Oh, got your nose. Hey, all is well.
That was amazing, Bampi. You defeated a robot with just a screwdriver.
Well, that wasn't invincible after all, was it? Kind of exciting.
What'd I miss?
What did you miss? Bampi defeated a giant robot, Becky. And all this time, you thought his story was fictional, huh? Now, do you believe him?
TJ, here's your present back.
Awesome! A robot defeating screwdriver.
Well, let's just get this over with. Ow, 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 ow! Ooh, next time, Word Girl and Sprightly Old Man! Ow!
We're glad you're okay, Bampi. Fighting giant robots can be dangerous.
Even more than eating giant donuts.
What?
Forget it. Now, who wants some sweet potato succotash surprise?
Are you?
I'll have some good flying back there.
What?
Don't worry, kiddo. Your secret's safe with me. Last one home's an angry armadillo.
And so, with Toby's not-so-invincible robot safely out of commission and Bampi's fictional stories revealed to be not-so-fictional, all is well in the city. Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is collection. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Phil!
Collection means a group of objects gathered by a person?
Correct!
Whatever, none of those collections is anywhere near as cool as my collection of hand-drawn Word Girl comics.
Is that you dressed as Huggy?
Sure is.
Okay, I'm not going to ask any more questions. Phil, you are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Word Girl supercharged trampoline! Huggy? Well, I'm sure he's fine. That's it for today's episode. Are you okay? Oh, good to hear. Okay, then. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words revise and mislead. Early one morning around the Botsford family breakfast table.
Sweet pasteurized dairy creamer! Listen to this, kids. New studies show drinking milk will make you a movie star!
Well, you shouldn't believe everything you read in the newspaper. I mean, really, milk turning you into a movie star? Please. Who would write such a misleading article?
Now, Pumpkin, you know the Daily Rag is never wrong. Look, it was even written by your friend Scoops.
That's peculiar. Come on, we'll be late for school. No, we're not stopping for more milk on the way. You're as famous as you're gonna get, buddy.
Squishy bunnies win World Series. Tiny Big sells 12 zillion albums. The thing is back, and now bigger than ever.
Todd Scoops Ming, what is the meaning of this? Thanks to your article, Bob here thinks if he drinks milk, he'll be a movie star.
New studies show drinking milk will make you a movie star? This isn't what I wrote at all. My lead story was all about dairy allergies and eating healthy snacks at recess.
Then where did this misleading story come from?
Good question, Becky. Wait a second.
Of course! MB! He must have gone back and changed what I wrote!
MB? Who's MB?
He's the new editor of the Daily Reg. He just started yesterday. Do you smell that?
No?
It smells like the new editor is up to something. And it also smells like we'll be having tacos for lunch today. Come on!
At the office of the Daily Reg.
Mr. Big? That's MB? You're in charge of the school newspaper now?
Yes! I always wanted to run a newspaper. I even tried to take over this one back when I was in fifth grade. But now, I'm a big boy. And I can take over the Daily Reg and control people's minds legally because people will believe everything they read.
Why did you revise my story on healthy snacks? That was a great story.
Hold on.
Leslie, what exactly is he accusing me of?
Revising his articles, sir.
Oh, right. And what does revise mean?
Well, let's see.
It means you are changing it or fixing it. But when you revise something, you're supposed to be correcting it, making it better, improving it.
Oh, so you agree I made the story better by revising it.
No! When you revised Scoop's story, you didn't just change it. You turned it into something that wasn't true, something misleading.
Wow, thanks, Becky. I don't think Word Girl herself could have said that any better.
Yeah.
You okay? One more question for you. Why don't you just print the truth?
The truth?
Oh, come on! You really expect people to spend their hard-earned money on a newspaper full of stories about the truth?
Actually, MB, no one has to spend any money on our newspaper. It's free.
Yeah. How did you manage to keep your job this long? Anywho, so now I will use my new power, the power of the press, to make me rich, rich, richer.
Woo-hoo! Not if Word Girl has anything to do about it.
Well, she won't, because this is going out in tomorrow's edition.
Mr. Big's Big Contest. The first citizen to bring in a picture showing the secret identity of Word Girl wins free jelly beans for life?
My readers will keep Word Girl so distracted she won't be able to stop me from carrying out my evil plan.
And the winner will also take over as head reporter for the Daily Reg. Hey, I'm the head reporter. You can't do that.
Oh, but I can.
But I really like my job at the paper. It's my main extracurricular activity.
Well, Scoops, if you want to keep your job, just bring me the secret identity of Word Girl.
The next day, the latest edition of the Daily Reg hits the streets.
Extra, read all about it. Unmask Word Girl, win free jelly beans for life.
Somebody help me find my camera.
Say cheese, whoa-oh!
Shot. Oh, I've run out of film.
Is this is the end of Word Girl's secret identity. Will Scoops lose his job? Shouldn't the narrator get free jelly beans for life since he already knows Word Girl's secret identity?
Hey!
Sorry. High above the city, Word Girl decides what to do next. By the way, what do you plan on doing next?
Oh, I don't know. I hope no one got a clear picture that reveals my secret identity. But if someone did, I hope it was Scoops, because at least then he'll be able to keep his job. Yes, Bob, and he'll probably share his jelly beans with us.
Oh, hi, Becky.
Do you think anyone got a picture showing Word Girl's secret identity? Just wondering, not really, you know, just a little curious.
I sure didn't. I did get a good picture of the dirt after I got pushed over.
Oh, well, you know, whoever Word Girl is, I bet she would rather have you reveal her secret identity than anyone else.
Oh, thanks, Becky. I have a feeling my days writing for the Daily Rag are pretty much over.
Help! A bee's chasing me! And I'm trying to read the special evening edition of the Daily Rag!
Since when is there an evening edition of the paper?
Look at that! Word Girl's identity revealed! Wait a minute. This doesn't reveal Word Girl's secret identity. Listen to this. Now that we know Word Girl's secret identity, do you want to find out who she is? All you have to do is be the first person to send us a picture of her sidekick, Captain Huggy Face's secret identity, and then you'll win the contest. Becky, do you notice anything weird about this?
It's misleading. Oh, well, Bob, misleading means to purposefully trick someone into thinking something that you know isn't true. See, Mr. Big wants people to think he knows who Word Girl is, but he really doesn't. All he cares about is keeping us, Word Girl, distracted. So he's filling the paper with false, misleading information.
No one figured out Word Girl's secret identity in the first contest.
Phew.
I'm gonna write a new story now and tell everyone in the city what Mr. Big has been up to all along.
Good idea. And there's no time to waste. We're going to stop Mr. Big first thing tomorrow. I have to go home before it gets dark.
The next day, at the office of the Daily Rag...
Hold it right there, Mr. Big. Your days of publishing lies and misleading the public are over.
Reporter, Todd Scoops Ming. At your service. There he is, ma'am. The villain who's been printing all the misleading lies about Woodview Elementary this week.
Shelley Smalls, just what do you think you're doing here?
Nothing, ma'am.
Did you think just because you're all grown up now and happen to be the richest, most powerful businessman in the city that you can misbehave in this school?
Really, Shelley? Taking over an elementary school newspaper? Isn't that a little small for Mr. Big?
Well, it's personal. Phase one was get my grade school job back. Phase two was take over the world.
MB, your days of revising my newspaper stories and tricking the citizens of this fair city are over. Ahem. Revised edition. This is not another misleading story. Daily Rag declares Word Girl's secret identity is still a mystery, and Mr. Big's evil plan is revealed.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay. Oh, sorry.
Oh, fine. Keep your silly little reporter job. This office is too small for Mr. Big, anyway.
That's quite enough out of you, mister. We'll discuss this evil scheme of yours in my office now.
Good work, Scoops.
Thanks, Word Girl. It's too bad Becky wasn't here to see it. She was a big help. She's always disappearing, though.
Yeah, weird.
Hey, are you sure you don't want to tell me your secret identity, just for fun?
Yeah, I don't think so. Now, what was it you were just saying about Becky being a big help?
And there you have it, kids. Be sure to join us next time on the pretty boring, often dull, never exciting... Okay, that was misleading. I'll revise. Join us next time for another amazing adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!